Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honour to deliver this statement as the Chair and on behalf of the Member States of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN Committee in Geneva. At the outset, we congratulate you on your assumption as President of the Conference on Disarmament at this important juncture and wish you every success in performing your duties. ASEAN Member States render our full support for the success of your tenure. I would also like to express my appreciation to your predecessors, the permanent representatives of Ukraine, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Venezuela, for their able stewardship in guiding the work of the conference this year. Through you, I would like to extend our warm welcome to the Secretary General of ASEAN, His Excellency Thato Lim Chok Hoi, and thank him for his remarks, which outline the current ASEAN's collective efforts on disarmament and non-proliferation. ASEAN, with its sustained development, strategic geographical location, and peace-oriented values, plays a pivotal role in maintaining and promoting peace and stability in the region, aiming towards the prevalence of international peace and security. I would also like to thank the Secretary General of the Conference on Disarmament, Mr. Michael Muller, for your outstanding efforts in supporting the working of the conference and the UN office in Geneva. It has been a pleasure and honour to work with you, and I wish you all the best in your future endeavours. Mr. President, the existing multilateral disarmament institutions, including the Conference on Disarmament, need to be reinvigorated and better utilised within their mandates by improving coordination and integration of expertise into their work. Global disarmament mechanism has been moving at a slow pace as a result of continuous erosion of multilateralism in the field of disarmament. The ASEAN Committee Geneva continues to believe that the nuclear weapon-free zones created by the treaties of Tarutoko, Rarotonga, Bangkok, Pelindaba, and the Central Asian Nuclear Weapons-Free Zone, as well as Mongolia's nuclear weapons-free status, contribute significantly to strengthening global nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime. We reiterate our commitment to preserve our region as a nuclear weapons-free zone and free of all other weapons of mass destruction as enshrined in the Treaty on the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapons-Free Zone and the ASEAN Charter. Mr. President, in conclusion, the ACG believes that the current achievements of the Conference on Disarmament are certainly still far from its original expectations. It is time to identify concrete measures on how the machinery could be made more effective, delivering practical benefits that will contribute to international development, peace and security. We further emphasise the necessity of redoubling efforts to reach the goal of general and complete disarmament, with particular attention to the nuclear weapons-free zone as a matter of priority. I thank you.